Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For several months now, there have been lingering questions about how MIT handled the case of the late internet activist Aaron Swartz. Here's Swartz's father, Robert Swartz, in an interview in March, 2 months after his son committed suicide as he faced felony charges for hacking into MIT's computer network.
The first question for MIT is, why did they bring in federal authorities? We, in innumerable ways, on a number of occasions, asked them to intervene on Aaron's behalf. They were never willing to do that.
Robert Swartz reiterated those comments yesterday after MIT released a long-awaited internal report about how it handled the case of Aaron Swartz. The report said that administrators engaged in no wrongdoing and did not press authorities to prosecute Swartz. For more on reaction to the MIT report, we turn to WBUR's Kurt Nickisch.
If you believe that MIT should have been neutral in a legal matter between federal prosecutors and a man who had connections to campus but wasn't a student, then the report exonerates MIT. University President Raphael Reif says he's glad the report sets the record straight that MIT was not on the side of the law.
We took a position of neutrality, and in that position, we made it very clear that we didn't seek federal prosecution, and we didn't seek punishment, and we didn't seek jail time.
But if you believe that the university should have seen the long list of felony charges against Swartz, carrying a maximum punishment of 50 years in jail and $1 million in fines, if you believe that MIT should have told prosecutors to take it easy on Swartz, then the report practically indicts the university for not taking a side.
Failure to speak is not being neutral, it's being complicit.
Charlie Furman is with the online group that Swartz founded called Demand Progress. He says Swartz was acting out of idealism to make information free.
If the university had said publicly, we don't want this prosecution to go forward, there would have been no case and Aaron would still be alive today.
Swartz's girlfriend took it further. Taryn Steinbrückner-Kaufman called the MIT report a whitewash. It stopped short of criticizing school officials for their neutrality. The report cited federal prosecutors who said the university's opinion wouldn't have changed their stance. But Cambridge civil rights attorney Harvey Silverglate doesn't buy that.
MIT publicly weighing in against this prosecution would likely have had a tremendous impact on what the U.S. Attorney's Office was doing.
MIT did not weigh in, and its report asks whether the university should have, suggesting that it missed an opportunity to look at Swartz's case not just as a narrow legal matter, but a wider issue of academic freedom and creative inquiry. Longtime MIT computer science professor Hal Abelson is the head of the committee that wrote the 180-page report. It ends with a list of questions on thorny policy issues going forward, such as privacy and access to information.
A lot of what happened to MIT here is emblematic of what can happen to the university community and what is going to happen to the university community as the digital environment expands.
University President Raphael Reif says he welcomes that debate, but he's also comfortable with the decision to be neutral as Aaron Swartz was being investigated and prosecuted.
The facts are the facts. I still believe that based on what we knew and based on the interactions we had, that was the right call.
The next call might be made differently, and Reif is okay with that. He says that's exactly why he commissioned this report 2 days after Aaron Swartz killed himself. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.